Any food that has a flavor of chametz in it, even though the vast majority is not chametz, still you're not allowed to have that in Pesach. If you can't get rid of it, you have to sell it to a goy. Something has no chametz in it at all, just was cooked in a chametz bigger pot, one is allowed to have that in this house in Pesach. Kamavani should not eat it, but you should does not have to get rid of it. Clothing that were washed with starch that maybe chametz are, can be worn on Pesach. To use tablecloth that had some starch in it. If there's a chash that there's some crumbs of the starch remains on it, one should not use it because that's already a chash and make it into a soup. Yeah, things that are not edible at all, even though chametz something you can have them in your house. On Shabbos, you could even use them, and on Shabbos and Pesach, ink that has chametz in it, you could write with it. Gasoline that has chametz in it, you could use. Yeah. Even though it was one of these Kashrus books that gave a list of the gasolines that have shash of kidneys mixed into just a mishra gas. But, Kalim. Then chametz like a kelim, it's that it do not have to be sold because the chametz that's absorbed in them is not chametz be'em that you have to get rid of. What people do though is instead of chumah, they sell any chametz that may be stuck onto the kli outside of the kli. They don't sell the kli itself. They sell the kli itself. The whole question is what you have to do with tefillas kelim, right back.